Brothers and sisters in Christ, it's that time of the year again when even the weather outside reminds us that we are depressed. We've reached that point in the quarter where assignments seem to come too frequent, to be too long, to be too lacking in interest to hold our attention. In fact, we begin to wonder once in a while whether we really belong in the place at all, whether this is really our kind of thing. If I need to get very personal for a few moments, I've had a few bad days myself the last few days. I don't know whether it's the work, the lack of sleep, or the many demands that are made on my time and energy, or what, but I've had a couple of bad days too. I've had one very tremendous advantage for yesterday and the day before, and that was that I had the advantage that a preacher sometimes has of having a word of God live inside his heart and grow and speak to him as the basis for his sermon. The lesson that was read a moment ago is a marvelous text for people with the mid-October blues, whether it's you or I who are experiencing them. For two reasons, really. One is to remember that as the apostle wrote these words to young Timothy, he was himself in chains in prison. As he reminds us in the reading, that it is the gospel for which I am suffering and wearing fetters like a criminal. And as you read the letter to Timothy, second letter of Paul to Timothy, you find that it's not only the apostle who is suffering because of the good news which he preached, but that the people to whom he had written were also suffering, suffering a lot more than the kinds of things you and I are these days in mid-October. But that's not the real reason this word of God is a word of good cheer and a word of good news for us today and every day. Listen to the way this reading begins. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descended from David, as preached in my gospel. That's the words that kept coming back to me the last few days as I felt so terribly sorry for myself and all of the things I had to do. Remember Jesus Christ. Brothers, those are words we should never forget. It isn't just any kind of remembering of Jesus Christ that the apostle has in mind. As you read the second letter to Timothy, you hear him telling in very explicit terms why indeed Jesus Christ is so important for our memory. In chapter 1, he spoke of the Lord who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not by virtue of our works, but in virtue of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us ages ago, and now has manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The words become almost automatic for preachers and preachers to be, but it is tremendously good news, this Jesus Christ we are called to remember. As Paul said, he was risen from the dead, descended from David, words that probably took up words in an early Christian creed. In fact, even the words remember Jesus Christ, many feel, have strong Eucharistic overtones. But he's reminding people with their familiar terms, creedal terms, liturgical language, that Jesus Christ is their brother, he has lived our life, he has died our death, and on this day we celebrate that he is risen from the dead. Paul, with more than a light touch, says, I'm wearing fetters like a criminal, but the word of God is not fetters. Indeed it is not. This word of God, this word of good news, Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descended from David, is more than enough to overcome the blues that you and I experience. For indeed that word is not settled. And we can say with the apostle on this day and every day, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which in Christ Jesus goes with eternal glory. Remember Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. We praise him now. Amen.